Don't call. We aren't going to answer. Just kidding. Your calls are always encouraged at 412-928-9370. But don't call the Steelers if you have a question about their head coach. No, sir. Don't even think about it. I guess Mike Tomlin wasn't joking when he said, save your time. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan, in for the guys on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I might not be the only Donald J. that you know spewing some nonsense today for a few hours. Calm down, it's a joke. Gorgeous Charlie Borges is behind the glass. We have you covered until 6 o'clock. We're going to get into all of the games that you watched this weekend. Even if you didn't watch them, I'd say you missed out a little bit, especially yesterday. Thought those games were very, very good. They outdid the games on Saturday by a hair. Had a nice upset in the NFL on Saturday night. Also a funny blunder from Pirates Fest, and some of the news and notes out of that will be covered when Noah Hiles joins us a little bit before 4 o'clock. Charlie and I will get some hockey talk in as well in a little bit. Pretty interesting report that got thrown out there about the Penguins that we will jump into. But another report that surfaced on Saturday morning that the Chicago Bears called the Pittsburgh Steelers regarding a potential Mike Tomlin trade. I'm not even sure if the Steelers ever even answered the phone. Which, considering what happened the last time they did business with the Bears, I don't see why not. We know that Mike Tomlin has a no-trade clause because another team besides the Bears, also checked in on his availability and were informed as such. But based on the report from Adam Schefter, the talks, quote, never made it to Tomlin, which tells me Mike didn't make any sort of decision. Now, I'm sure it's unlikely that he agrees to any trade regardless, but that's not the point here. The point is that the Steelers didn't even entertain the call or the offer from the Chicago Bears, who absolutely would have overpaid, let's be honest. I mean, they gave the Steelers a second-round pick, which ended up being 32nd overall for Chase Claypool a few seasons ago. I credit Ryan Poles for not living in his fears, but I would think that he has the 412 area code on a do not answer, do not call list. I'm also interested to see, and I'm sure I'm not alone on this, and you can chime in at 412-928-9370. I am interested to just know what teams are willing to offer. I hope that gets leaked at some point by Schefter or Rap Sheet, whoever. Because we hear all the time, we hear time and time again, that he would have a job in 5 seconds. Or the better one, which I know that our pal Mike Florio loves to throw out there, and Mike will join the guys, as always, Wednesday at 3:30. He loves bringing up that other teams would actually fire their head coaches if it meant a chance to hire Mike Tomlin. He has said that before on these airwaves. So the trade compensation should be record-setting. No? Maybe a couple of first-round picks in that deal. if he is so powerful in the eyes of other organizations, you would have to think the Steelers would get offered an absolute haul for Mike Tomlin. And I understand his side of it. If that was the reason why these conversations never escalated because of that no trade clause. But for the organization to not entertain the call is just malpractice on their part. And on this station, we know a thing or two about malpractice. Top dog get you top dollar. Is Art Rooney afraid to offend Mike Tomlin? Probably. But you have to listen to their offer. That's just smart football business. You have to listen what another team has to say if you are in the position the Steelers are in. It would be different if the success was where it was at 10 to 15 years ago. Regular playoff appearances, regular playoff wins, Super Bowls, Super Bowl appearances, AFC Championship game appearances. If it was even at that point, then I'd understand. You know, don't even answer the phone. There's no point. But it is not there. We are in a time and place where the Steelers should be absolutely open to avenues like that. The Bears, along with the unknown team in the equation that Adam Schefter has mentioned, gave the Steelers a potential out. What could have been a fresh start and a kickstart to a rebuild with draft capital. I don't know what it would have been. I'm just going off what the consensus seems to be about Mike Tomlin in the National Football League. That he would have a job in 5 seconds, that other teams would fire their head coaches, if it meant a chance to talk to him. I mean, he gets talked about sometimes like he's a god. And I get that Art Rooney treats him that way. So it's hard for him to not feel comfortable in his position. But it is just smart football business to answer that call and see what they have to say. It sounds like it got didn't even get off the ground. But like I've said, and others have said for a while now, it all comes down to Mike Tomlin. He will be the Steelers head coach until he no longer wants to be the Steelers head coach. 412-928-9370. That is the number to get in on the conversation. I want to talk to you coming up next. Maybe you're going through a regular work day. Maybe you didn't have today off. Maybe you are still listening to us. Whatever it is, I appreciate it. I want to talk to you coming up next. The report that came out Saturday that the Bears contacted the Steelers about Mike Tomlin, and it sounds like it barely got anywhere. It really didn't get anywhere.